A typical day on a retreat. So far, we have covered the basics of planning and implementing a retreat. The information is for leaders, practitioners, and also for those who would like to become leaders. If you are new to all of this, you may be wondering what it is like being on an AYP retreat. Each will have its own flavor, depending on the leaders and the makeup of the group. But all retreats have one thing in common: the cultivation of a lot of abiding inner silence. The results of that have been discussed already, and there will be further discussion through the course of the rest of this book. It is results in our life we are looking for, after all. To give a better idea about what an AYP retreat might feel like while in progress, consider the following. Of course, everyone is different in how purification and opening occurs, so this particular scenario should be regarded as typical. Today is Saturday. You wake up at 7 a.m., remembering the evening before, which was the first night of the retreat. After arriving on Friday in the mid-afternoon and meditating in your room, you mingled a bit with other attendees for the first time at dinner. The evening meeting was busy, with the leaders giving a warm and good-humored welcome, determining who needed training, and laying out the schedule for the weekend. They helped all of the retreat participants pair up with a buddy to assure everyone would be accounted for throughout the retreat. At the end of the meeting, instructions were provided for deep meditation, spinal breathing pranayama, and a short set of asanas. You hung around for that, since you have only been doing deep meditation for a few months before the retreat. Bedtime was around 10 p.m., so now you are awake on Saturday morning. After a shower, getting your comfy meditation clothes on, and a light snack, you decide to do asanas in your room before heading for the hall for pranayama and meditation. You could have gotten up earlier for a bigger breakfast, but you were advised that eating much before morning practices is not recommended. Asanas are a clunky affair, as you are fairly new to them, but you get through the routine without any strain, as instructed. The sheet with diagrams of the 12 or so postures handed out the night before is helpful. The asanas take about 15 minutes, and then you are off to the meditation hall with pillow and blanket under your arm, arriving about 7:45 a.m. As you quietly enter the meditation hall, you notice a few people finishing up asanas there, including your buddy, who acknowledges you with a nod. There are several people sitting against the wall doing pranayama. A few more are sitting in the middle of the room leaning against back jacks, and a few on cushions without back support. Two senior citizens are sitting in easy chairs. You think how nice it is to be comfortable like that, and you find a spot against the wall where there is already a pillow to sit on, so you use yours for back support. By the time you finish pranayama, everyone is in place for an 8 a.m. start of meditation, right on schedule. This is your first time on a retreat, or in a large group, so you are not quite sure what to expect. After about 5 minutes of meditation, you realize you are deep into stillness, which is surprising since you are not yet acclimated to the group setting. It is as though the bottom fell out of all your expectations, and here you are, in stillness. Your whole inner world is on a cloud of palpable silence. About 10 minutes into the meditation, you check your watch, and you cannot help but notice the group. A few heads are drooping in a nodding off fashion. A few bodies are wiggling, but most are silent and still. You close your eyes, and back in you go, picking up the mantra in the fluffy cloud of stillness you have become inside. After 20 minutes, you lie down to relax as instructed. You seem to be floating. Several in the group are still sitting, presumably doing samyama. One fellow is panting a lot and moving in sudden jerks. After another 10 minutes, everyone is lying down. You drift off. The next thing you know, you become aware of someone doing asanas a few feet away. It is the second session, which the leader said would be happening this morning. So you spread your blanket and do your asanas for a second time. Then back into pranayama, and at 9 a.m. everyone is meditating again. By the time you lay down at the end of the second session, the blissful silence is so thick that you feel you could cut it with a knife. As you lie on your blanket, you suddenly burst out laughing at the thought of slicing the silence into pieces with your hand and smushing it back together like clay. Then others are laughing. Who let them in on the joke? Waves of bliss are undulating over the group. Is group practice always like this? By the time 10 a.m. rolls around, everyone is getting up and filtering out of the hall in a quiet fashion. Blankets and pillows are left behind. They will come in handy for upcoming meetings and practice sessions. The morning meeting is scheduled for 11 a.m., so there is some time to relax in the room, read a little, eat that piece of fruit saved from dinner last night, but no heavy mental or physical activity. By now, you don't feel like it anyway. Let the world go its way. You are on vacation in deep inner silence. Everywhere you look, there seems to be a glow. Somehow it seems normal, but you are still getting used to it. You are moving slowly and enjoying it immensely. It is a kind of intoxication, but one of seeming great clarity. Each thought that comes seems profound. Should you be writing all this down? Never mind. After a while, you get dressed, put on your walking shoes, and go to the 11 a.m. meeting. Your buddy is coming out at the same time you are, and that is good. By the time you get to the meeting, the billowing silence inside seems to be moving up and out through the top of your head. It is a bit disconcerting to find that the walking and the stillness are one and the same thing, and you feel some emotion surging, like you could cry at any moment. You are not used to this. Chairs are available for the meeting, and you are grateful for that. Some still opt for the floor. The leaders ask how everyone is doing, and a wave of soft laughter travels across the room. You laugh too, and your emotions seem to settle into silence. You are not alone in this unfamiliar, expanded state of consciousness. Quite to the contrary, you feel a deepening kinship with these people you only met the night before. It seems so long ago. Very good, then. Any questions on practice or experience? You ask about the experience of energy moving and the strong emotions causing some discomfort, and the leaders advise that this is normal and should settle in by the time you have lunch and do some walking afterward. There are some other questions on various experiences others are having, and it goes around, with interesting and sometimes very funny stories being shared. There is a closeness in the group that is difficult to describe, and now you are getting weepy about that. There is a sensation that this is a homecoming, and you feel relief to the point of tears. After more questions and answers, it is 12 o'clock, and everyone is off to lunch. Insightful sharing happens there over good food. Then it is time to walk for about 30 minutes, so the group breaks up into twos and threes and fives, and off you go, enjoying the great outdoors and grounding the cosmic stillness that is in and all around you. At the same time, there is talking with your walkmates. You keep it light and easy, not attaching too much to anything, and you are feeling better, flowing in stillness with less obstruction. The emotional tension that was coming up before is gone, perhaps gone out through your feet into the ground. The walking definitely seems to have helped. You were told this is the best way to navigate a retreat. Just relaxing and following the schedule. Very easy. Let it happen. Inner silence is doing everything. After another stop by the room, lying down for a while, you go to the afternoon meeting at 2 p.m. It has a more grounded tone than the morning meeting, and the topics discussed add confirmation to much that has been happening with practices and experiences, both at home and on the retreat. The meeting ends at 3:30, and you take a break in your room again. Meditation starts at 4:30 p.m. in the hall, so you go there at 4 and do your asanas and pranayama. There is only one session on Saturday afternoon, and dinner is at 6 p.m. All goes well with the session. After dinner, there is another walk for about 30 minutes, and you are still swimming in silence, but somehow more grounded, too. The evening meeting starts at 7:30. There is more discussion and camaraderie, and also a spiritual video. It is perceived as a blurry dance in your awareness, but you enjoy it anyway. What's not to enjoy? The evening meeting is as much social as business, a time to just be with the group for a few questions, some inspiring talk, and light entertainment. The entire group is sailing along in abiding inner silence. No one seems to be exempt. At times, the meeting is ruled by hilarious laughter. You look forward to taking this home to your busy life. What a merging it will be. The Saturday evening meeting is over, and you are back in your room by 10 p.m. You do a little reading, and then turn off the light, and drift off into a deep conscious sleep. On Sunday, there is one session in the morning at 8 a.m., and a meeting at 11, and lunch at 12. Then everyone is beginning to leave. Lots of hugs and good wishes expressed to meet up at the next retreat. The retreat is complete, and the expanse of inner silence that has been cultivated is on its way out into the world, where it is much needed. This description of a typical day on a retreat is not to project an exact scenario for everyone, but only to give a general idea of what it is like. The scheduled times could be different depending on leader decisions on applying the baseline schedule. There is room for adapting the schedule as may be necessary to accommodate a variety of objectives and situations. At the same time, there is a baseline structure that will lead to the best results, and the typical day scenario is offered to give a flavor for that. The experience of our participant has not been overstated. In fact, some who have attended AYP retreats might consider the typical day description to be understated. Each will have their own experience. You will have to attend a retreat to find out what it is for you. Based on feedback from the many who have attended these events, you are not likely to be disappointed.